This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure having you with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I really do. I appreciate the time you're spending with us, that you get involved, that you're having conversations with people. I mean, seriously. That's the way you find out what's going on. That's the way you find out how all the people came to the conclusions they came to. I'm going to talk to David Fisher after the first break. A lot about what's going on in the market. You know, is it going to be up? Is it going to be down? What do you have to watch out for? And, you know, if you guys have been paying attention for any length of time, and I know that, you know, it sometimes it's hard. It's hard to tune in on the financial stuff. It goes over your head, or you don't know how it really affects you. But, you know, David is hit, almost 100%. Of the predictions, if you would, that he's made. You know, in early January, January 2017, he said there would be a bull market in stocks, while at the same time a bull market in gold. He explained why. Gold went up 13%, the Dow went up 26%. In early January 2018, he said this year's market would be totally different, right, than 2017. And also, gold will move up only single digits. So far, gold and stocks are about flat. And we're halfway through the year, right? In early January 2018, he said he would, you know, have a stock market correction of 10% and possibly more. The Dow corrected from its high in the last week of January by 10%. December 13th, David said that Bitcoin is here to stay, but two things are going to happen. It's going to have a severe correction. Since it's, you know, I mean, when you have a rise like that, on something that's valueless for all intents and purposes, you know, it's hard to say it's going to stay there. Now, on December 17, 2017, Bitcoin traded at its highest level at almost $20,000 a coin. And correctly, shortly after, as David predicted, and it's currently trading at about $7,000. So think about that. And on February 2018, almost at the end of the month, the largest trading platform for Bitcoin in the United States notified a group of about 13,000 customers that the IRS had summoned their records. Right? Now, you know, the IRS isn't going to let you get away with making money in that or any other platform without getting their dollars. And David had said they're gonna tax these things eventually. They're gonna figure out a way to do it. Then that's an American company, so it wasn't that hard. Do you not think the European banks are gonna figure out how to do it? European governments are gonna figure out how to do it as well. In early February, he predicted that on the last day of the month, or the first or second trading day of the next month, the Dow would go down, and it happened. And it's happened every month since his original prediction. I just want you to see that. He has nailed these things. He has a clue. In early March, he predicted that when the Petrowan, which is what the Chinese are using, would be launched, it would initially gather attention and then quietly gain momentum, and it wouldn't replace a dollar, but it would, you know, gather some long-term momentum alongside the U.S. dollar. Many of his competitors said that wasn't going to happen. Guess what? It did happen. On April 25th, he said there'd be a reverse trend happening when the dollar index was at 90.77. He was on TD Ameritrade, and you know, if he said it there, it's out there. And he was the only predictor to say that was going to happen. On May 15th, it happened. And on Monday, April 23rd, on two national radio programs, he said, if the earnings reports come out and the investors don't like what they hear, even if the earnings are up and investors get spooked, you'll see a 10-year yield move over 3%, and when that happens, the Dow will go down several hundred points. Tuesday, April 24th, the very next day, those predictions became a reality. The Dow took a 600-point nosedive. So all I'm trying to say to you is I don't bring on schlocks. I don't bring on people in these areas that don't know what they're talking about, don't know what they're doing. And you just seriously consider even calling him and finding out what's going on in the markets, what's going on with gold, what it would take for you to buy gold, silver, whatever, and or whether precious metals are even for you. He doesn't do a hard sell. Believe me. California is restricting water again. The drought might be over, but California residents are going to prepare themselves for a new and more permanent restrictions on water. That's because they won't fix the infrastructure. We got plenty of water out there, but they won't fix it. Jerry Brown signed a pair of bills on Thursday to set permanent overall targets for indoor and outdoor water consumption. Assembly Bill 1668 by a Democrat, and Senate Bill 606 from State Senator Bob Hertzberg, another Democrat, give water districts more flexibility than the strict cuts mandate on the Brown's emergency drought order. It will eventually allow state regulators to assess thousands of dollars in fines against jurisdictions that don't meet the goals. See, they want to get in front of the next drought. Well, here's one of the easiest ways to do that. Fix the water system. Fix the dams that you spent the money that you were supposed to fix for infrastructure. Right? Come up with a way to get that water from Northern California to Southern California. Stop keeping water away from the farmers. We're worried about little fishies in San Francisco Bay when we should be worried about the people living on the state. See, a lot of my colleagues and cohorts are beating the ground, telling them to stop. I say, no, let them go. Let the Democrats in Sacramento have a field day and enact all these laws. And you know what? The loons will move here. This place will be a wasteland in about 20 years, 25 years. And we can take it back without firing a shot. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes with David Fisher. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You are some messed up white people.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
And I'm proud. We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure. And yes, I'm proud to be an American. If you're not, maybe this isn't the show for you. I don't know. I'm just taking a guess here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. You know, it's not that hard. We have a chat room on the website. We have a chat room on, I guess they call it a live feed. On Facebook, get involved with other people that might be on the same, well, most of them will probably be on the same page as you. You know, and just get into the conversation so you kind of know where people are coming from and how they arrived and what they're believing. Let's get to it. David Fisher joins me as he does every week. Love this guy. It's that time of the week again. Always love having this guy on with me. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. You know, he's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on. Again, as I say, every single week, it's plain, simple English. He understands what's going on in the markets. And you know what? Though a precious metals guy, he really has a well-rounded take on what you need to do to protect your finances. David, always a pleasure to have you with me.
My pleasure, Joe, as always, to be on your show.
You know, 500 days in office. I mean, does it seem like 500 days to you? I mean, some people, it seems like a lifetime already, but I feel like you got in there, you know, 2 months ago.
Seems like you're just getting started on some of the things, the policies.
Yeah.
You know, as far as him moving forward on policies and things like that, it feels like he's just getting started. Sometimes when the tweets happen that we all kind of wonder about, we wonder how long he's been in office, but, you know, that's a different subject. But you got to look past the package and the wrapping and the heart of the matter.
You know, I was talking to somebody this morning, David, and it's really funny. I asked, how would you rate the president? And he said, you know, I'd give him an A for what he's getting done. I'd give him like a C minus for the way he gets it done. You know, we've become a society that we care more, it seems like, about the package than the result. How would you rate him at this point?
That person that you talked to, I'd be right in line with what they said in far as my rating. I would add a third category, things that have not been gotten done. He's not scoring very well on that. His campaign promises, one particularly, being the debt of our country and the benefits that are unfunded. Those are rearing their head right now. We talked recently about this, but now it's even coming out in the news. Even since last week, some government reports are saying the financial calamity is coming unless Congress acts immediately. And we know Congress doesn't act immediately when it comes to unfunded liabilities or the debt of our country, unfortunately. But so, you know, I don't think he hasn't really addressed that issue yet. Yet he campaigned and said he would fix the debt and the unfunded liabilities, or at least talk about it and address the issues. That's kind of something that's totally in the back burner that needs to get towards the front burner. I think tariffs are not going the way that we really need them to be, because it looks like we're gonna be in a tariff war, and you know that's a subject that we talked about in the past.
But don't
ironically,
you, but
about
David,
that,
on
though,
the on the tariffs though, don't you think he's using those more as a bargaining chip than he is as something that's going to be long term?
Yeah, but you have to look at the ramification. Every time they talk about tariffs, until just this week, the Dow and the indexes have gone down, haven't they?
So yes.
What's the leading indicator of the economy that most people understand? It's not unemployment at 3.8%, which I give huge accolades to President Trump for. It's not what the Fed is or isn't doing. They don't understand that. It's not the Consumer Price Index. It is the Dow. They look at the Dow of all three components. They'll look at the NASDAQ. The Dow represents most of everything. Well, let's take me out of it, you out of it, President Trump and Steve Mnuchin and everyone that has their own opinion. Let's go to one of the largest banks in the world called the World Bank. They came out yesterday and they're warning that these trade tensions sparked by the U.S. government could trigger the next financial crisis at this scale and a meltdown that occurred in 2008. That's a pretty strong statement. So I don't know if I adhere to that belief. I don't see that happening.
Okay.
But they must be seeing something that I'm not seeing on the radar to say such a huge, and they're not anti-Trump. They're an World Trade Organization is also commenting and saying it's not working, but the World Bank is not Democrat or Republican. It's nothing
green
to do with that.
They just want money.
Well, they want money, absolutely. But you have to look at the cause and effect.
Right.
President Trump's, you know, the ability of a great president, he's looking long term. And that's something previous presidents have not done very well in addressing trade. President Trump is doing that. And in doing so, in the short term, not the long term, the short term is causing market uncertainty. And the more we move towards the long-term goal of getting the whole trade imbalance under control, which I don't know if it's possible, actually, I think we can get closer, but I don't think we're not going to get towards.
We've let it because we've let it go for so long, right? I mean, we've
no, it has nothing to do with that.
It's, really?
No. You have to understand, our cost of living is so much higher over here. Our wages are so much higher. Our quality of life is so much higher. Why is everyone wanting to move America? Because the quality of life is so much higher than the rest of the world. Our dollar is higher than most of other currencies of the world. So by just those two factors, we have already implemented into a tariff situation that, or excuse me, a trade deficit that we are going to have higher and more expensive products, which means it's bought less by the rest of the world, which means we buy cheaper products, more come into the United States. So, and you know, unless we are willing to lower our style of living, which nobody wants to do that, they want to go the other direction, and unless we're willing to lower our currency, those are two of the three factors that causes trade deficits. Trade deficits are also caused by what China's doing and, you know, stealing our technology, which is totally wrong, and I'm thankful our president is addressing it. But there's other factors that are not really being talked about, the two that I just mentioned, that have a huge effect on trade deficit.
You know, last week you talked a little bit about the Volcker Rule being revamped and caused another 2007. First of all, what is the Volcker Rule again? And what why? Explain why you think this could be a problem.
Great question. If we let's walk down memory lane. This is going to take a little bit of time to go in depth on this, but you know, we had a crash in 1929, but before that we had Roaring Twenties, so it was a booming economy. And then during booming or healthy economies, banks, when they have the green light, they leverage money in the market. In fact, banks make more money, Joe, by leveraging their money in the market than they do by producing loans for consumers and businesses.
You know, if you want to learn more about that, you've got to come back. It's really that simple. More with David Fisher on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Welcome to the Lipitor commercial. Is that what that one is? When they use that guy dancing when he's mowing his lawn? Dumbest thing in the world. Nobody I know dances when they mow the lawn. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side. Let's get back at it. You need some information. Okay, we're back with David Fisher. He is the CEO of Landmark Capital. We're talking about the money, the markets, and what's going on, and how you can protect your dollars. I'm telling you. You really need to get informed. You really need to get engaged in this and understand what's going on. We were talking about the Volcker Rule and how it's being revamped and may cause another 2007. And David was explaining how the banks might be way over leveraged. Right, David?
Absolutely. So as a result of being way over leveraged, 1929 happened, and 4 years later, Congress implemented a law called the Glass-Steagall Law that says, banks, you can't do what you do that caused 1929. Stop it. We're not going to let you do it legally anymore. And so we didn't. So we had market safety. We didn't have any major crashes for decades upon decades, except for one blip in 1987, which the market was overvalued. That was not caused by leveraged money. People just got scared by an overvalued market. We had a 2007 problem. Why? Because in 1999, Congress lifted the Glass-Steagall Law, and banks started doing the same thing they did in the 20s and caused the second biggest downturn in history in our country, which was 2007, because leverage money, called derivatives. So now they're repealing Dodd-Frank that went into effect. Volcker Rule was through the Dodd-Frank, and the Volcker Rule said in one simple paragraph that they wrote over 100 pages of text to make it complicated, and that's why banks didn't lend money after 2010, 11, and 12, 13, 14, and through 15, and now President Trump's trying to get banks to lend money again, and that's the benefit of this. And if this happens, it will be a benefit to the stock market. The Dow will go up. The economy will go up. It'll be a positive thing. But the detrimental thing that they're not addressing, because the system is designed to fail as is created, is they're not addressing bank leveraging again. There's nothing in the bill that addresses that, and they're lifting the criteria through this revamping of the Volcker Rule that says banks don't need as much money on account. So let's put it simply this way. You know, Congress bailed out the banks in 2008 and 9 because of their bad behavior. They affected the whole economic environment, so they bailed them out. This is just like if you, Joe, owned a gas station, I owned a gas station, and all the listeners owned a gas station across America. And not with our personal money, but with our business money at the gas station, we went into the stock market and did huge risky investments, and we crashed our own business. And therefore, we couldn't sell gas or pump gas anymore. This would stop the infrastructure flow of the economy, wouldn't we? Imagine not having gas stations. So we asked the government to come bail us out on our bad behavior for making a bad bet in the stock market. That's, in essence, simply put, the analogy of what banks did. And they're expecting a bailout. Well, the bailout might not be a bailout. It might be a bail-in, and that's a whole other topic. But this is why it's not fixed. But we're giving them the green light to move forward, and they having less money, that when they do these things that they've done before, and they will do it again because that's human behavior, they want to make more money rather than less, this is going to cause a massive recession. And that's what a lot of people are predicting.
Well, a massive recession. That's just what we need, huh? Exciting.
Take me out of it.
Yeah?
45 leading business economists came out this week and predicted a major recession by 2020. The National Association of Business Economics, which surveyed quarterly, the majority of economists surveyed predicted that the next recession, I'm reading from Fox Business News report, so it's a reliable source, will occur by the fourth quarter of 2020. Half the respondents said the next big downturn would begin between the fourth quarter 2019 and the second quarter 2020. So everything I've been saying on your program for the last couple months, now we have 45 major leading business economists are saying the same thing, and they put it out in a public report. So it's starting to come out because the factors that determine a recession are becoming more prominent.
Wow. And, you know, and again, when people think about these things, you look at the economy right now, most people, you know, are looking at it saying, you know, I'm doing well, I'm putting more food on the table, what have you. This could really hurt President Trump's reelection bid, do you think, or not? And when it's really not caused by him, if you would.
It won't be caused by him. I mean, let me say it won't be caused by him. There's only a small element of it being caused by him. First of all, we don't know what's going to trigger this. Could it be the tariffs? Well, if that happens, then people will blame President Trump.
Right.
Could it be the debt of our country? If that happens, unfortunately, people will blame President Trump. But previous presidents, President Obama, President Bush, a lot of presidents have ballooned our debt. It's now finally catching up. But, you know, it's just like, you know, who got blamed on 2007? Most people, Democrats, want to blame Bush that created it, and Obama inherited it. But most people say Obama was the whole problem of it. But, it's not about pointing fingers. It's about fixing the problem so we don't have a problem. And that's the problem.
But they're not reeling in the debt. They're not going to fix that. They're not going to fix that, A, that quickly, and B, I don't think anybody's got the political stomach to attack this or deal with this right now. I mean, you might have.
No, I dare to differ. The administration thinks that they have the ability, and I'm not referring necessarily to President Trump. I'm referring to the administration as abroad. And a broad paintbrush, that they feel that they have this under control. It's not an issue, and when it becomes an issue, they will fix it. Evidence by the two reports that came out also since the last time I was on your program, Medicare, who's going to go bankrupt by 2026. That's 8 years away. The Medicare program just released, the trust fund just released the forecast, which they had to adjust 3 years sooner. But so they're saying by 2026, which was 3 years earlier than previously forecasted, the Medicare will be bankrupt. Now, what happened just minutes after that came out, Steve Mnuchin, the Secretary of Treasury, says something totally opposite. He says in a statement that there is time to fix these problems. The program remains secure and is on track to meet its obligation to benefit its beneficiaries well in the next decade. So, who's right? Is it Steve Mnuchin, who doesn't run Medicare, who's on the outside looking in? Or is it the trustees who have their handle on the wheel, who have been saying for years and years, this needs to be fixed, and now we have to adjust it, and it's going to happen sooner? I would venture to say Steve Mnuchin doesn't have his facts right here, and sometimes he does, but in this case, I think the trustees have a better handle because that's their baby.
Well,
and
you're much more optimistic than I am. I'm talking about Congress as a whole in dealing with this stuff. They've had years to deal with it. They've let them get away with it. And I just don't think that they have the stomach to actually hunker down and do what you've talked about in the past and what really needs to be done to fix this.
You're right. I believe that. I'm just saying there's this belief system. It's farther off down in the road we don't need to be aware of it, and it's not a concern right now. That's the act of Congress and the leadership. While the numbers say, screaming, take care of this now, otherwise you won't be able to take care of it. But they're not. So we both agree. They're not going to take care of it now, next week, next month, then. And when then comes, it's going to be too late. We wish we would have done it sooner. And so that's why you got to have some goal, because this time coming around, this next downturn, it's going to be a big one. It's going to be much bigger than 2007, and you know people don't sell gold or saying this.
No, I like this. Let's get people. You know, I mean, we got to come back for the next segment. Let's talk about gold and some of the misunderstandings about gold. You know, I've joked with you in the past and said to you, you know, how do I go down to the supermarket and spend it? But you know, you've taught me over the years, and others I know because I've had conversations. But you've taught us over the years. This is not. You don't buy gold for the big investment. You buy gold for security. You buy precious metals for security, and we'll deal with that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Seriously, you want to hear the end of this.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
You know, you gotta get the information you need to make the right decisions. To keep the money in your wallet. Don't you love horns? I love it. I love horns. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get back at it. David Fisher is joining me. Well, one of my favorite guests. That's kind of an insult, but not really. He's like among my top two. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always love when he's on. I learn so much when he's on with me, and I believe you guys are too, based on some of the information you give back to me. David, thanks for being with me. You know, we talk about the markets. We talk about what's going on and how the president affects the markets, and we talk about precious metals, but we really, I mean, gold is so, so misunderstood. And, you know, you've been in the business, what, 107 years now? So you really got a good handle on some of the misconceptions that people have. Why don't we go over some of those? I mean, how do you spend gold?
You don't. You don't spend gold.
Okay.
Just what? Like you don't go spend your stock. Just like you don't go spend your CD. You have to sell the asset. And has to go to cash, a usable form of currency, in other words. And you either use paper money or you use your debit card to draw off the account where the money is that you liquidated the asset to where you got the money from. So you're not going to take your stock certificate down the grocery store. You're not going to take a CD from a bank down the grocery store. And either you're going to take your gold or silver down the grocery store. Because the dollar's not going to go to zero, contrary to what some people say. I'm not a doomsday person. And let me just kind of adjust what you were saying. Gold is not an investment. It's a safe haven. Yes, first and foremost. But when things change, gold becomes a phenomenal investment while other investments are falling apart. In other words, in 2008, when stocks went down 45%, gold went up 50% that same year and went on a multi-year run and doubled in value in 2.5 years. I think gold is an investment at that point while stocks are flagellating, trying to find a foothold. Same thing with real estate is the same thing. So gold... You want to buy it in your set of priorities. First is safety through diversification against the unknown, or I should say more known now that we're happening, is going to happen because we believe in education. But it's also an investment. Speaking as an investment, I've shared this name before. His name is Jeffrey Gundlach. He's known as one of the bond kings, one of the two large guys in the world that trades the most amount of bonds. Jeffrey Gundlach was at the Show and Investment Conference, him and 25 other major billionaires who are pretty much, for the most part, in history, have been more bearish on gold, or in other words, against gold. But Jeffrey has been actually bullish in gold for about a year and a half. And he came out and said a lot of things, and a lot of other people. In fact, the top 25 most famous asset managers are now pro-gold. I'm talking big-name people, billionaires. And some of these were just prima hardcore bears in the gold market. But Jeffrey Gundlach said this, an explosive potential of movement is showing it in its head and shoulders bottom based upon a signal and a move of $1,000 in gold prices. He says, I'm not predicting it. I'm letting the market prove it. Let me put it into kind of English for the simple listener. Jeffrey Gundlach is looking at the fundamentals. He's also looking at the technicals in gold. And he's saying, because of that, we could have gold move up $1,000 more than it is at right now. He says, I'm not giving a time frame. He says, I'm not saying for sure it's going to happen, but you will see that in the market. That's a pretty strong statement from a billionaire who's doesn't own a gold company, but he sees the same problems that I've been talking about. In fact, some of the things that I've been learning have come directly from Jeffrey Gundlach speaking publicly. And, you know, he's not the only one. Now there's 25 billionaires. Think about that. Big money is saying, we got to get some gold. In fact, big money right now is saying not too well about stocks either. They have a smart money index that's collapsing. And every time the smart money leading index has collapsed, it collapsed right before 2007. It collapsed right before the downturn of 2000. So it's showing a collapse right now, which is a major leading indicator that we're going to have a recession coming up. So, but back to gold. Let's talk about gold. You have some questions for me about some misunderstandings.
Well, yeah, and you know, it doesn't pay a dividend. So, you know, when you talk about these performance numbers, it doesn't perform, right? I mean, technically.
It doesn't need to pay a dividend because the performance offsets any dividend. Let's take a look at that. If gold has gone up from $252 to $1,300, that's a pretty strong increase of over 300%. The stock using the index of the Dow has not moved up 300%, even when you factor in dividends paying that over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So gold has outperformed the Dow, even though it doesn't pay a dividend. Gold is not designed to pay a dividend because dividends, companies that have paid dividends have a debt structure, have a board, have leveraged money, have things that you don't know what's going on. Gold is just flat out black and white. There's no debt against it. There's no asset, no liability. It's free and clear.
Right.
And that's why it's smart to have a hedge in gold. because all the other assets have those things.
You know, it's funny. I think I've told you this before, years and years and years and years and years ago, when I actually had dark hair. A friend of mine that was in the finance world said to stay away from gold at a time when it was, I think, $310 an ounce. And, you know, and I'm saying, nowadays, I wish I had known you back then, taking your sage advice. Now, and he was a friend and a brother in Christ. And let's go down the godly path with this, because, you know, we're supposed to leave an inheritance for our children and our children's children. You know, if you want to live a biblical lifestyle, where does gold and silver come into all of this?
Well, gold and silver is one of the four biblical investments: gold, silver, land, and cattle. And have stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or CDs, or anything like that. I'm not against those.
Do I have to buy cows now? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
Oh, okay.
You have to look at it. Gold and silver was our money. Gold was something we gathered our wealth in. Land was place to live off of, and cattle was the source of revenue plus our way of eating. So those were it was a pretty simple life back then, and the Bible said, oh, no man, nothing. We live differently today. Some of it's good, and some of it will come to haunt us. So this is why I believe in diversification. But, you know, there's a lot of scriptures out there that talks about money, being a good steward of your money, putting your money in seven or eight different places because you do not know what tragedy may befall you. Talks about having a false balance. Don't have all your money in one asset class. It would be very unwise to have all your money in gold. It'd be very unwise to have all your money in paper,
right,
in stocks. But diversify is a very wise plan. So that's why Scripture says a portion to seven, a portion to eight. But, you know, don't get caught up in this. You know, Ezekiel refers to the gold and silver being thrown in the streets and then not saving you from the wrath of God. I've heard a lot of believers, and I used to be a pastor, so I can comment on this quite well because it's also my industry. Gold and silver was money. Today, it's not money, contrary to what some of the people say in my industry that is very not true evidence why you can't go down the grocery store. Gold and silver is a hedge against our money system, and there might come a time when we might throw our paper money into the streets. And recognizing that your wealth is not something that's going to save you from not having a relationship with Christ and as your ticket to heaven, that's what that scripture is being interpreted as. It's not going to save you from the wrath of God, is what the Bible says in Ezekiel. So gold is just simply this, a hedge against a money supply that will continue to devalue and someday might fail from a standpoint of it going down a whole bunch. I'm not talking about a collapse. But when we have a recession or a stock market correction, gold shines. Historically, there's been times when that has happened. Gold has moved 55% on average during the first year of that recession. So that's the facts of gold. It never hurts to have some money in gold. Depending on what happens, you might want to have more during more uncertain times.
So, David, you know, we're up against the time, but people need to hear more about this. They need to understand this. Then get a hold of you at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Go to landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. You got a free white paper. Time is up. Which bubble will burst first to trigger the coming great deflate? I love that term, by the way, great deflate. And you're one of the few people I know that will actually get on the phone with somebody if you need to, won't you?
I usually do that whenever somebody requests that. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Perfect. It's the way to be. It's why I trust you so much. David, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Joe.
You know, again, try them out, test them out, make the call. Just get some information. Getting information doesn't cost a nickel. So get informed, get engaged, save your money. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Listen, a lot more coming up in the next hour. Planned Parenthood won't report sexual abuse. Well, they don't believe in Me Too? I mean, seriously. And Barack Lurie is going to join me. He's an attorney, talk show host, and author of the book, Atheism Kills. We're going to deal with some of today's issues. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.